So we're multiplying the ith residual by 1 minus alpha k over times lambda I. So if alpha k is roughly 1 over the maximum eigenvalue, that sort of illustrates the problem with this method. Namely, it's done a wonderful job for I equals 1, because it's got 1 minus lambda 1 over lambda 1, so that's a pretty good idea. But if lambda I is small, it's done essentially nothing, because it's taken lambda I, which is a small number, divided by lambda max, which is a big number. Remember I said lambda min over lambda max goes like h squared, where h is the grid spacing, which is sort of 10 to the minus 6. So all this has managed to do for the small, for the values of I corresponding to the small eigenvalues is multiplied by 0.99999 with 5 nines or something. So that's not a very good idea. So this is what I was trying to illustrate on this thing which is meant to become a VRML applet. That what happens is you get jammed into the same spot, because you diligently come down the slope, and as you keep applying the method, it still actually gets smaller and smaller, but by tiny and tiny amounts, because you're diligently multiplying the residuals in the small directions by a number which is rigorously less than 1, but only just less than 1, by this thing 1 minus lambda I over lambda 1. So we deduce from this that we have a wonderful method for the high eigenvalues and a terrible method for the small eigenvalues.